Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, exposure to violence in the media and television, movies, music, video games, my goodness, parents listening, if you've been where I am and you know these first-person shooter games and your kids want to watch the movies and watch videos and YouTube, and you just wonder to yourself, is this creating a more violent society? My guest is Dr. Vic Strasburger. He's the chief of the Division of Adolescent Medicine and a distinguished professor of pediatrics at the University of New Mexico School of Medicine. So, Dr. Strasburger, the media violence that we see in our kids today, they're playing these games, these first-person shooter games. Are these affecting our kids in various ways? Does it make them more aggressive? That's what every parent wants to know.
We don't think it's a great idea for kids to be playing first-person shooter video games. There is research that kids playing violent video games learn aggressive behaviors and attitudes and beliefs. It's not to the point where it's a done deal in terms of proving that the mass shootings that we've seen in the last few years are the result of violent video games, but it's getting there. Certainly, there are thousands of studies on media violence in general. So there's every reason to believe that first-person shooter video games are not healthy for kids. It puts kids in the role of being the aggressor. It gives them positive reinforcement for shooting at people. And it is, they're very stimulating games. So why would any parent in his or her right mind let a 12 or a 13-year-old play one of these games?
Well, okay, so Dr. Strasburger, I am one of those parents not in my right mind and let my son, who's 12, start playing Call of Duty and Black Ops and all these things. And as much as I regret it now, because I do see the aggression, when he's done playing for even 20 minutes, he's a little bit meaner to me and his sister and his father. I mean, we see it. He doesn't believe it. He says, no, I'm still the same. What can we do? I mean, are you thinking, because all the parents are shaking their head agreeing with me, are you wanting us to say absolutely no? Is there any limit that's acceptable?
I think it's an individual parent's right and responsibility to figure that question out. My kids grew up without a Sony Wii or a, you know, video game.
Well, sure, we all did.
Console player. There are parents who raise their kids without TV sets in the house. I think it's an individual decision, but you've got to know what the research says. And the research says that these games teach aggression and violence. We don't yet know that whether they are directly responsible for mass shootings like in Aurora or Newtown. We don't have that kind of proof, but why should we have to have that kind of proof? What good are these games? I mean, the military uses them to teach new recruits how to shoot.
Well, I didn't really realize that, and something definitely for parents to talk about with their kids. Does the age of the child make a difference in how they're affected?
Again, we don't have enough research. Young children are more vulnerable, more susceptible than older children. We like to think that teenagers are developing some sort of rational judgment, but we all know that can be laughable at times, those of us who own teenagers of their own.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing is is to prevent a lot of video game use at a young age, to set limits. Once you start, it's very difficult to stop.
Well, that's certainly true. And now, are there ratings on these? Do you feel that the ratings are effective at keeping the materials away from young children? Do parents?
No.
Are you fine? No. So you're not finding parents are really looking at these ratings?
The ratings are a joke. The ratings are done by the industry itself. and they are, you know, a majority, at least half of E-rated games have violence in them. T-rated games can be incredibly violent, and obviously M-rated games, and virtually no games are rated adults only, even though the first-person shooter games should really be rated adults only and should only be sold to kids, you know, to young adults over the age of 18. It, you know, it's interesting. You can't buy Playboy unless you're 18, but you could buy Call of Duty if you wanted to.
Yeah, that is sort of ridiculous when you put it that way. Now, what about TV? You know, back in the 60s, oh, no, don't watch that. They've done drugs in that one. Or don't watch that. He's shooting somebody. Now, of course, everything is so much more violence. So does it lead to real-life violence if they see someone shooting in a movie?
Right. Well, we do have good evidence that, and as I said, there are about 2,000 studies now on TV and movies showing that kids learn aggressive attitudes and behaviors, normal kids, at a very young age. And once they learn those attitudes and behaviors, it's very difficult to unlearn them. So yes, TV and movies definitely have an impact. The research is clear on that. Again, we can't definitively say that TV and movies have led to mass shootings. We don't have that kind of statistical evidence. But in normal children, violent movies and TVs have an impact. And there's no question that media have become more violent. We just finished doing a study on James Bond movies over the past 26 years, and showing that the amount of violence has doubled since the original James Bond movies, which were some of the best, and the amount of lethal violence has actually tripled.
Oh, and so, I mean, with the TV that's on, with shows like Homeland and Breaking Bad and even 24, when these kids are watching torture and things like that, now what do you suggest? What can we do, and what does the American Academy of Pediatrics suggest we parents do? Not let them watch any, limit the amount of time, watch it first, watch it with them. What do we do?
All the above. I think that there's no reason to expose young children to media violence and TV or movies. My son, who's now 22, grew up without seeing any violent movies or TV shows until he was a middle teenager, and he's one of the kindest, gentlest young adults that I know of. And I think part of that is his personality, and part of it is we kept him away from media violence. So no reason to take, you know, five-year-olds to see the latest Batman movie. And every time I go to the movies, there they are, sitting there watching this incredibly violent stuff.
Now, and just, we only have a minute left, Dr. Strasburger, so really give the parents what you want them to hear about TV violence, media violence, and violence in these video games.
Get the TV set out of the bedroom, because you're not going to be able to control what kids are watching if there's a TV set in the bedroom. Limit total entertainment screen time to less than an hour to a day, and watch shows with your kids, because if you talk about the values, I mean, this is really a family values issue, then your views supersede what they're seeing on the screen.
So you have to set limits, parents. It's not a democracy in the house, it's a dictatorship. Set limits, say no, better yet, say no and go outside and play. Well, there's a novel idea. Watch the things you're going to watch with your kids so that they see that, you know, you can discuss the topics that go on, whether it's violence or sexual nature. So be with your kids' parents so that they know what they're watching and you know what they're watching. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.